where they get embarrassed from somebody else. In other words, this inyan of putting ashes on top of your head is like to be machni yourself, to humble yourself, to show like we really want to daven good to Hashem. So if somebody else puts the ashes on your head, it gives you a bigger mazbusha, it embarrasses you much more. It'll make you, like Rashi said, dika agmas nefesh tvei. It'll make you feel much worse, and that's what we want you to do in order to be able to daven good to Hashem. And this is only by a chosh of a person. Mashenkin kolecha v'yechra doesn't make a difference. Therefore, everybody puts the ashes on their own heads. It's only these two people, the cheshuvim, who we want them to daven very good. They'll be more mizbayish. We let other people put the ashes on top of their heads. Amarev, now the heicha monachlu, where do we put the ashes? On which part of the body? Amarev, on which part of the head? Amarev yitzchak b'mokam tefillin. We put it on the place where you're supposed to put it on tefillin. Shenema, the postik says, losom le'avela yitzion, losis lemper tachas Ephraim. We'll put the tefillin instead of putting ashes. In other words, whenever you put ashes for avelas, a filling bed, you put it b'mokam at tefillin, b'mokam where you put on your tefillin on your head. Vaita Rochov, Teva, Uvisakim, Efer, Ofa, Kfura, Omoira, Simon. These are the simonim of what the Gemara soon is going to talk about. Now, the Gemara first asks, Loma Yaitzim Rechayiv, how come on these last seven fast days we say we take the Aron HaKodesh outside to the main street and that's where we daven? How come we daven outside on the main street? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Omar, Loimar, as if to say like this, Tzo'ak Nu Betzino. First we davened, we screamed out to Hashem in the Beis HaKnesses privately. And Hashem didn't answer us. Let us go embarrass ourselves now outside of Fahesia. Maybe because of this, Hashem will listen to us. So that's why now we take the Aron HaKodesh outside to the Rechayiv, as if to say we're embarrassing ourselves now with Fahesia in front of everybody. Resh Lakish says, Golinu Goluseinu Mechaperes Aleinu. By going out of Shul, going out to the main street, we're like going into Golus. We have to travel from place to place. And traveling, going into Golus from place to place, that's mechaperes, that's a forgiveness. So maybe because of this, Hashem will forgive us, and we'll be zeichet to have rain. So the Mara Mai Benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ike Benayu, the Golim of Ekanishta, of Ekanishta. So Nafkemina, if you go from one shul to another shul, if the reason is we have to go outside the Fahesti in front of everybody, it's not enough just to change shul to daven in another place. You have to do it outside, B'rechoiv, the Fahesti. But if the reason is to have an inyan of golus that you're traveling from place to place, it would be enough just to travel from one shul to another shul, to daven in another shul. Lav dafka, you have to go outside Rechayiv in the main street. It would be enough just to go to another shul. That's also an inyan of golus. You're traveling, going into exile from your shul. You have to go into another one. So tomorrow, why do we take the Aron HaKodesh also outside to the main street? We want to say like this, that Kli Tzenua Hoyolonu. We had this Kli Tzenua, this nice Kli. Tzenua means hidden, the Sefer Torah. And because of our Averis that we did, it was Nizbaze, we embarrassed it, because we did Averis, we didn't listen to the Torah. And because of our Averis, that's why we're not having rain right now. So it's all part of Vidur, Rashi said, like we're feeling bad to do tshuva. V'lomo mischasim v'sakim. How come they used to put on sacks, cloths of sacks on them also? And Rashi brings down Tanina b'Yishalmi. We learned by this in Yishalmi. Shor yechoy geres sakim. They used to put sacks on them. V'yoytzen l'beisak forest. They would also go out to the cemeteries. V'toykim b'kronis. And they blow the shofar. Now the Gemara has the question, Sakin Lama, how come they put on these sacks? Obey Sakvaris Lama, how come they went to the cemetery? Otskiya Shefa Lama, how come they blew the Shefa? So first we're asking, how come they put on sacks? Voloma Mischasin Vesakin. Is Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Loima comes to tell us, we're saying like this, Hare Onu Chashuvim Kibhema. We are like an animal. In other words, we're doing tshuva right now, since we did Averis, we're like nothing. And we want to do tshuva now to come back to Hashem. So Rashi says, kibhema, like an animal, the misar behema ninu. How do you make these sacks? From the hair, minutza shel izim. From the hair of the goats, that's how you make these sacks. So it's made from animals, as if to say, we're not chosher, we're nothing, we're like an animal. V'loma noistin eifem mikla gabi teva. How can we put these ashes on top of the Aron HaKodesh? Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazai, Lord Kolomer, as if to say like this, imoy anoichi b'tzara. That Hashem always says, when Klai Yisrael is in Tsar, Hashem is also in Tsar, also feels bad. So now that the whole tzibur doesn't have rain, they're feeling bad, as if to say that Aron HaKodesh Hashem also feels bad. Resh Lakish Hashem, Resh Lakish Hashem, from this pasuk, b'chol tzurosim loy tzar. But any tzar, any pain that Klal Yisrael has, there's also pain to Hashem. That's why on top of the Aron HaKodesh also, we put these ashes. Omer Rabbi Zera, Meresh at the beginning, ki hevi chazinu lulu rabbonin, di yoivi eifem mikla gabe teva, when he saw this first sight, he saw the way the Chachomim were taking these ashes and putting on top of the Aron HaKodesh, it bothered him so much, his mizdaza li kula gufin, his whole body shook because of that. It was a tremendous sight that really shook him up, as if to start really to do tshuva. You really feel bad when you see such a sight like that, to see ashes on top of the Aron HaKodesh. Now, v'loma noisten eifer b'reish kolechad v'yechad, why do we make everybody put ashes on top of their heads also? Is pligibor Rebbe Levi bar chomav Rebbe Chanina. It's a machlokes. Chadama one says, harei onu chashuv lefunecha kiefer. Just time to say we're not worth anything. And as we did our averus, we're like nothing, we're like ashes. The Chadama one says, k'dei sheyizkolonu afara sheyitzchok. In order that Hashem should remember the Akedas Yitzchok. Because Akedas Yitzchok, Hashem should save us right now. The fact that Avraham Avinu wanted to be makriv of his own son, Yitzchok. And the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference of these two reasons? Ike benayu, the difference is, offer stam, if you have regular ashes or regular dirt. If the reason is mishum, like with, so that we're like nothing, we're like ashes, we're like dirt, so any type of ashes, any type of dust is good. But if the reason is to remind us of the Kedah Yitzchak, there the mice was Avraham Avinu took eitzim, took wood, and burnt the wood, agabim on the mizbeach. So we only have to use ashes from burnt wood. That's the reason we said before, what Mad Yama says, Eifa Mikla. It has to be ashes of burnt wood to remind us of the Akedus Yitzchak. Now, Loma Yitzin Lebeis HaKvaris. How come there's another Indian that used to go out to the cemeteries on these fast days? Is Pligibor Rebbe Levi Bar Chomer Rebbe Chanina. It's a machlokes. Chadama one says, as if to say, Harei Onu Chashuvim Lefunecha Kemesim. As an Indian of doing tshuva, to show we're like nothing, we're like mesim, we're like dead people. The Chadom one says no, k'dei sheyivakshu oleinu mesim rachmin. Go to the Beis HaKvaros, go to Tzadikim, in order that they should daven for us, pray to Hashem, that Hashem should have rachmonis, mercy on us, and give us the rain. So the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ike benayu, the difference is, kivriyakum, if you have a Beis HaKvaros, a cemetery of goyim. So, if the reason is just to show we're like Mesim, you could go to Goyisha Cemetery also. And like Rashi says, in the case where there's no Jewish Shemesh Cemetery. But if the reason is that they should daven for us, then there's no reason to go to the basic forest of Goyim, because Goyim can't daven for us. You only have to go then to the basic forest of Yisraelim of Tzadikim. So, the Moravite, my Har HaMaria. Why is like the Har, the Beis HaMikdash, called Har HaMaria? The Moravite says, Pligibor Rebbe Levi Bar Chomov Rebbe Chanina. It's Chadama one says it means Har, this mountain, Sheyotzim Imenu Harol Yisrael. That's where the Roar, the Psak Halacha, the Lishkas HaGozos, the Bezdin, was in the Beis HaMikdash on the Har Abayis. So from the Har Abayis goes out the Psak Halacha, the whole Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called Har HaMaria. The Chadama one says Har, the mountain, Sheyotzim Imenu Moiro Liyotzik Echovim. There's a mountain that the fear came out from here to the Goyim. The Goyim became afraid of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, they heard the greatness of Klal Yisrael. You see the Beis HaMikdash, the Shenkite, the Tiferes of Klal Yisrael. They became afraid of the Yidden, of the Jews. But then it says, Hazokin Sheben Oimel Lefnayim Divrei Kvushim. The oldest one, he says, Divrei Kvushim, like gives them Musa now to break the Jews, to break the hearts, that they should start davening good to Hashem and doing tshuva. Tana Rabboni, we'll learn it like this. Im Yezokin, if there's an older person, I'm a Zokin, he's the one to say these Divrei Kvushim. V'im Lav, if there's no Zokin there, I'm a Chochem. Then like the Talmud Chochem, the one that learns the most, he says, V'im Lav, if you don't have a Chochem, I'm a Odem Sheltzurim. Then you have to have the distinguished person, the person everybody looks up to, the person that looks nice, people respect him, and he said the Divrei Kvushim, the people will accept it from him. So first the Gemara says, Otu Zokin the Kamri, Afagav, the Lav Chochem. Like, what do you mean there are two madregas of a Zokin then a Chochem? What's the madrega? What's great about an older person if he's not a Chochem? Like, you can't just take an older person if he's not a Talmud Chochem also. So Gemara says, Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Chochekom. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Im ye Zokin v'yu Chochem, oim e Zokin. V'hu Chochem. If you have a Zokin, an older person that's also a Talmud Chochem, then he goes first. He has two milas, he's a Zokin and a Talmud Chochem. He's the one to say Divrei Kavushim. V'yimlav, if you don't have an older person, that's Talmud Chochem. Oyne Chochem, then even a younger Talmud Chochem says Divrei Kavushim. V'yimlav, if you don't have a Talmud Chochem to say it, Oymer Odom Shaltsura. Then an Odom that's respected, that's distinguished person, he should say it. And what does it say? It says like this. Achenu, our brothers. Loisak v'tainis garmin. It's not the main thing, just the fasting we're doing and the sacks we're putting on ourselves. Ela tshuva umaitim toivim garmin. But it's the fact we're doing tshuva and we're doing good actions. We're going to stop doing the bad actions and start doing good actions. That's what causes that Hashem should forgive us and give us the rain. Shekein motzinu b'yan sheninvei. This is the way we saw b'yan sheninvei. Shloinem ma bohem. Vayar holakim esakav yestanisam. The pasuk doesn't just say that Hashem saw the sakim in the first days. Ela vayar holakim es masayim kishavu midarkam aro. Hashem saw their actions changed, that from doing bad, and now they started to do good. In other words, that's the main thing of a tainis. To do tshuva and start to do maistim toivim. Vayitchasu sakim odom abahema. That they covered themselves up with sacks, a person and a behemoth. For the Gemara, my heavy, what did they used to do? What does it mean, odom behemoth? What does it mean, they tied up the animals with sakim? Is osro ha behemoth lachud. They used to tie up the animals by themselves. The yes ha vlodas lachud. And they took the children, the calves, by themselves. Is omru lufon, they said like this. Ribonu shel olam. Imeina to merachim aleinu, if you're not going to have rachmonos on us, einonu merachim aleinu. We're not going to have rachmonis on these vlodas and the mothers, not to give the kids back to their mothers. And like the pshat is that they're just showing Hashem the same way you, Hashem, have rachmonis on the animals, that you let the mothers nurse and take care of the children, you should also have rachmonis on us. Says that by Yoina, the people screamed out to Hashem with strength. My Yoma, what have they said? They said like this, Omru lefon ribonu shel olam. Olov v'sheino olov. Somebody that gives in and somebody that does not give in. Tzadik for Rosha. If you have a tzadik for a Rosha. Mi nidchem ifnei mi. Who gives in to who? In other words, you Hashem, you're the tzadik, you're the olov. We are not, we're Rosha. So you should give in to us and be meichel us and forgive us. Vayta Pasuk says, Vayeshuvu ish midarko hero. O min hachomesh Hashem bekapeyim. That people stop doing the bad, and also from the chomus, from what they stole from one another. For the Gemara, umay umin hachomus, what does it mean from the chomus? Hashem bekapeyim, that was in the hands. Omar Shmuel says like this, afilu goza morish. Even if somebody stole the beam, a piece of wood, a wood that you can use a beam that you used to build with, ubona bebiro, and he took it home and built it into his house. So now the person did tshuva, he wanted to return it, is mekaka kola bira kula. He went to break down his whole house. But he went to return this beam that he stole to give it back to the original owner. That's the Ashova that he did. Even though that Midirabona now, in such a case, you're not Mechuyah to do this. Midirais attack, there's a mitzvah Heshev as a gzela, you have to return the beam. But Midirabona, they were afraid if that would be the din, people won't do true, will be too hard for them, and they won't return the beam. So Midirabona, in such a case, if you build it into your house, you have a right to keep it and just pay back the money. However, they did the din of the Raisam, that they returned the beam itself. That's how much tshuva they did, even from chumas, this hard type of a tshuva. Omer Rav Ado Bar Ava, Odom Shiesh Biyodai Aveira. If a person did an Aveira, did a chet, or Mesvada, and he does vidui, like he says now, he feels bad that he wants to do tshuva on the Aveira, the chet that he did, but V'ein Achoizubo, he doesn't stop doing the Aveira, he keeps on doing it. Islam Hudoima, what is he like? Lo'odam to a person she'toifeh sheretz biyodoi, like a person that's holding a sheretz, the creature in his hands, that the sheretz, a dead sheretz, is matamayu. Sha'afilu toivel b'chol meim shemarlam. Even if you go into all the wells, all the oceans of the world, lo'yosala tvila, it doesn't help you. You're still tamei, because as long as you're still holding on to the sheretz, you can't become Torah. As soon as you come out of the mikvah, right away you become tamei again, because you're holding the sheretz that's matamayu. Zorka on the yodit, let's say you throw away the sheretz, you throw away the dead weasel, you throw it away. Kiva and shetovo biabon, so as long as you go into a mikvah 40 so, miyad also let tefillah, right away the mikvah, the tefillah helps, that's your Torah. See also, Shenaman Apostle says, Umayde v'yoizev yeruchim, if you do tshuva, you have to leave over the chet, you can't keep on doing the chet. V'yoyman Apostle says, Nisel of aveinu al kapayim, lift up your heart and put it into your hands. El Kel Bashemayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, In other words, when you do tshuva, you have to really mean it, that you're going to stop doing all the averis, and you're only going to do ma'isim tovim from now on. Then the Mishnah says, Omdu batfila, they got up to daven shmon esrei. Moiridim, who did they take for shliach tzibur? Lefnei ateva zokin. They took an older person to be the shliach tzibur. Tana rabbon, the Brisa says like this. Omdu batfila, when they went to start saying shmon esrei, they went to pick a shliach tzibur. Izafa pi shiesham zokin bechochem. Even though you have an older person that's also a talmud chochem, or the ein moiridim, we don't put down lefnei ateva in front of the teva for the shliach tzibur. Elo Adam a rogel, only somebody that's rogel that used to davening, that knows how to daven well, like we'll soon see what that means. And a zeh rogel, what's called somebody that's rogel that's used to davening well, is like this. We have Yehudu Vaymeh Metupol, it means he has children, he has a household to take care of, V'yeinloi, but he doesn't have enough money. In other words, he's like poor, and therefore when he davens to Hashem, he davens with real kavan, he really means it, because he really has to come on to Hashem's help. That's a person we need. That's Ruggle. He's used to davening very good. V'yesh lo yigia basodi. Also, he has like work to do in the fields. Obeisei reikam, but his house is empty. So the chur means the same thing over again. The Gemara will soon explain why he says it a second time. Pashtun means his house is empty again. That he doesn't have food enough. So he really davens good to Hashem that Hashem should give him a good panosa. O pirkei no hu adin. Rashi will soon explain what that means. V'shofel. Beirach, Rashi means onov, he's a humble person. Omarutzaliyam, the people like him. V'yeshle nima v'koyle yorov, he has a nice, sweet voice. Oboki, he knows how to. Likras, he's a boki, he knows very well. Likras to read. Batera from the Torah, v'neviyim, v'ksuvim. V'lishnais, b'medrash, knows how to learn. Mishnais and Midrashim. Pa'alochas of Agodas. Oboki, b'chol avrochas kulan. And he's also a big boki, he knows how to say all the brochas, all the 24 brochas of the Shimon Esrei. And the Yoyve Bei Rabbanan and Ayub Rav Yitzchok Rabami. The Rabbanan said, who is fit? Who has all these madregas? That's Rav Yitzchok Rabami. He said he should be the Shliach Tzibur. Now the Gemara asks, Hainu Metupo V'Ein Loi, Hainu Beisei Reikam, same thing, the person is poor,